Welcome to CRE Tech Talks. This podcast series is brought to you by Building Engines, providing web and mobile property management software to innovative commercial real estate owners, managers, and the clients they serve for over 14 years. And now, please join our host, the man with more hot air than the MetLife blimp, Building Engines Senior Vice President, Scott Sidman.
Hello and welcome to the inaugural CRE Tech Talks podcast. I am Scott Sidman and your host for the series. I'm really excited to kick off our program with this subject and today's guest. So social media, all around us, certainly a big part of our personal lives in the consumer world, but how to use it in our professional lives and how to help drive organizational goals is a little bit more of a mystery. And I think this is particularly true for most of us involved in commercial real estate. Our guest today is the perfect person to help shed some light on why having a social media plan is so important and really not that hard to get started. I am pleased to welcome Michelle Mastrobattista, Vice President, Digital Communications and all-around social media guru at the very highly regarded PR and strategic communications firm, Salmon McCown. Michelle, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I don't know about guru, but...
I threw that last part in. It sounded very good.
I'll take it.
Good. So listen, before we get started, one of the things I want to do with the series is ask our guests to share something with us that's interesting or unusual about your background.
Sure thing. So I actually started my career in Hollywood in the talent agency world, and if you've ever watched the show Entourage and you know the character Ari,
yeah.
I was the assistant to the real-life Ari, Emmanuel. So I'm like Lloyd. I was a talent agent assistant and worked with a lot of A-list celebrities, and I actually started the William Morris Endeavor web team. So when the internet was kind of, still viral videos were becoming hot, and the talent agency said, we need to establish a web department to search for new talent coming out of YouTube and social media. I was the person to head it up. So that's
wow.
How I kind of got my start.
That's incredible. So essentially, there's nothing anybody can do anymore that will phase you.
I've had staplers thrown at me. I've had all kinds of scary situations happen.
Very cool. Wow. not so cool that you've had things thrown at you, but experience sounds cool. Tell us a little bit about Salmon McCown and the firm.
So Salmon McCown is a PR strategic communications firm. We have offices in Boston and New York. We're a mid-sized firm, so a lot of our clients kind of like our size, and that senior leadership is really hands-on and involved in the kind of day-to-day account work and strategy. We work with clients across commercial real estate, healthcare, finance, higher ed, mission, nonprofit, and the majority of our work is crisis communications.
Great. Well, we're going to talk about some of that specific real estate experience in a bit, but let's jump in and talk about social media. In your experience, why is it so important for a real estate company and their executives to have a social media strategy today?
Yeah, definitely. Well, social media is no longer something that we're just sort of experimenting with. It's an integral part of your marketing, advertising, PR strategy. We're now kind of past the mobile tipping point with 80% of internet users having a smartphone. Most people are starting their research about companies on mobile and on search engines like Google, and they're using social media apps on their devices like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as sort of their portal to the internet. It's just how people are consuming information now. So social media has become the new word of mouth, and it's not just for B2C brands. There's a lot of great B2B organizations on social media. CBRE is one of the leaders on Instagram, which is kind of funny, along with GE, IBM, Maersk, and others. And there's a lot of reasons for having a social media strategy. Number one, brand protection. So having established channels on social media gives your company another platform through which you can disseminate information, news, in your own voice. telling your own story, so you're not relying on a third party or the media to tell your story. No one knows your brand better than you and your team. Community building, so social media doesn't just connect your brand to your clients, it also allows your clients and customers to connect with each other. And especially in commercial real estate, you know, we're in the business of developing and managing these great communities, you know, physical communities, so it would make sense that you would also be a leader in managing online communities. And then I would say, finally, customer service. So over 67% of consumers have used a company's social media sites for service. When we launched the channels for one of our clients, 101 Tremont, we found that Twitter was often the place tenants went to first to express themselves. And because we had a social listening strategy in place, we were able to respond within 30 minutes, connect them to the appropriate property management contacts, and solve any questions or issues.
Wow, that's interesting. Do you think prospective tenants are evaluating buildings as well on those channels and having those available?
Yeah, I think they absolutely are. You know, I think they will go to your website and then they'll check out your Facebook or your Twitter or your Instagram or LinkedIn page. You know, I think that people are doing their research and they look to see if you're active and have a presence on all of these channels, for sure.
Okay. So based on that and based on some of the experience you've had, and in general, where do you think commercial real estate is today, kind of in a broad sense with regard to their use of social media?
Yeah, I think that the industry as a whole has been slower to adopt social media, mostly because there's a little bit of a learning curve and perhaps some fear of the unknown. But I think mostly because executives can't quite wrap their heads around how they should measure the ROI of social media and justify the investment. And this isn't something that's exclusive to commercial real estate. It's sort of across industries. It's a trend right now. I think, you know, the majority of marketers are expressing, you know, one of their biggest concerns is, how do I measure social media?
Sure. Yeah, and I think that's kind of a good question. I want to jump back into that in a little bit. So, but maybe why don't we talk first about kind of what are the foundational elements or components of a social media plan? How do you get started?
Sure. You know, I think that number one, you have to develop a strategy and a plan. You know, doing social media without a definitive strategy is kind of futile. You know, you wouldn't do marketing or advertising without a plan. So, you know, step number one is creating that plan, defining your goals. So why are you on social media? What do you hope to get out of it? What would be the ultimate goal? Is it brand awareness? Is it engagement? Is it driving traffic to a site? Then selecting your target audience. So know who you're speaking to and who you're developing content for. You know, is it the broker community? Is it consumers? Is it investors? I think knowing your audience and knowing the type of content that interests them is definitely key. Determining what channels to start with, you know, establishing a presence and maybe setting up, you know, Facebook and Twitter, maybe some of the larger social networks before you just try to go do every social network out there. I'd say then developing a content calendar or an editorial calendar for your company. This is sort of something that you would just plan all of your posts for the month. If you know there's a certain event you have coming up, or you're involved in some type of community event, or knowing those things in advance so that you can plan for them and already have the posts or tweet copy and images ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, selecting your team, figuring out who your social media team is going to be and kind of how that workflow is going to operate, and community management, and then measurement. You know, I think measurement is the biggest part of the strategy. So once you know what the goals are, how are you measuring against those?
Okay. With regard to the team and the people who you see running this within real estate companies, obviously you provide an external option for companies and people who want to actually hire you to do that kind of work. But if they're trying to do it internally, where do they find the people? Is it go to the young person? Is that what they should be doing?
I would say no, not necessarily. Okay. And I know that that's been a trend. A lot of companies have said, oh, well, young people are on social media. They get it. They understand it. But your marketing and PR team should really own social media, and I wouldn't recommend letting, you know, a young person or an intern or someone kind of early in their career manage your whole strategy. I think, you know, you need to have someone who has a deep understanding of marketing, communications, media planning, customer service, promotions, as well as the technical aspects, because each social network has its own, you know, unique technical intricacies. So I think, you know, having someone who kind of knows the ins and outs and how to do things on every channel, but has that foundation of marketing and customer service and promotions as well.
Sure. And that makes a lot of sense. I just want to jump back to channels for a minute, because you've mentioned a couple of them, even starting with CBRE and Instagram and then Facebook. Any particular ones that you would say you absolutely have to be on today to start with?
You know, I think Facebook is the largest, so that's the place that you would probably want to start with. Even if you feel like, well, that doesn't make any sense, I'm a B2B brand, shouldn't I be on LinkedIn connecting with other companies? Yeah, definitely, but from a sheer numbers and visibility perspective, you want to start with the larger ones, so Facebook and then Twitter and LinkedIn. You know, also from an SEO perspective, when, you know, someone Googles your company, oftentimes you see the social networks that you're on listed right below your website.
Right.
That's because Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn have so many users that Google views them as this huge, credible source. So having an established page on social media on all these sites really boosts your SEO efforts. And
okay. And I think we could devote an entire separate session talking about to doing that. Also with regard to content and producing content, any quick tips on a way to kind of produce the content you need for these channels on a regular basis? Is there simple things you can do to find content to put out there?
There's a lot of simple things you can do. There's a lot of kind of content aggregating websites. If you use a site like Feedly on a regular basis, where you can kind of select your favorite publications that you read, like on my Feedly, I pull in all different social media outlets like Mashable and TechCrunch, and I can just quickly look through in the morning, see what the top stories are, share those on my Twitter or on my social media pages. I think at the start it can be a little overwhelming to create content, so don't feel pressured to have to go out and create your own content. It's perfectly acceptable to share somebody else's content. That's what social media is about. It's, you know, sharing great content that your audience would find interesting. But to get started, there's a lot of places that you can just sort of pull in other content from and share that.
Great advice. So I want to get back to the comment you made earlier about ROI and justifying the investment, because I think in a lot of cases people do have to build a business case for this, these kinds of programs internally. What do you recommend in terms of how you assess effectiveness, or are there any simple things you can start with?
Yeah, you know, I think it goes back to your goals. What are your business goals? You know, is it brand awareness and getting the word about your company or your property out there? Is it engagement and creating an engaged community? Is it maybe thought leadership? You know, perhaps you want your company to be seen as an industry leader, or maybe you just want to drive traffic to your website and get conversions and leads. I think knowing what your goal is the most important thing in order to measure a return, so that you can have a benchmark. You know, if your goal is overall brand awareness, and we know that we, you know, started with nothing, and next month we've got 1 million impressions, you know, it's 1 million eyeballs that hadn't seen you before. So you're able to measure that month over month. If your goal is to develop leads, you know, the tactics that would follow would all be in order to drive leads. So the type of content you create would be to kind of pique someone's interest, get them to fill out a form or provide their email address or download something so that you can collect that information and measure that.
Right. Sure. Well, let's talk a little bit. You mentioned some of your experience working with real estate firms in the past. Can you share some stories or examples of some of the things you've done and some of the results you've had for some of your clients?
Sure. One of the recent campaigns that we launched was for Paradigm Properties, for a property called 101 Tremont. And the target audience for 101 Tremont, and this was to lease a building in downtown Boston, the target audience was tech founders and CEOs, really trying to attract the startup guy from Cambridge who maybe got his, you know, initial funding and is ready to sort of grow up and move to a bigger space. We had a very, you know, definitive audience, and this is like the perfect audience because tech guys, you know, we think of them being on Twitter and Google and social media and on their mobile all the time. We wanted to find a way to attract them to the building, and, you know, buildings themselves aren't, you know, to connect with a building on social media where people go to connect with their friends, it might not seem all that interesting to connect with a building. So we developed a persona of our kind of ideal tenant, this startup guy who was sort of an anonymous startup guy, and we made up a story about his daily routine and created an Instagram account of some of the things that he does and places he goes, you know, sent tweets out from sort of his perspective or about his day, and we started a Facebook page. So our hope through using Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram was to get impressions and pique people's curiosity so that they would click through, go to the website, find out, hey, this is actually a building, this is a property, learn a little bit more about it, and ultimately contact us.
Wow, that's really interesting. So startup guy is sort of the superhero character, which I like a lot. And so I assume kind of the process is people who fit that profile, who were out looking for space in this particular area of Boston, would be led through your efforts to the building, right, and connect with the building through social media channels.
Exactly.
And how successful was it?
We launched in June, and you know, within 6 months, like, we had over 20,000 visits to the website by about 5,000 unique users, which we thought was pretty great for a property in Boston. We gained over 1,000 Facebook and Twitter followers. We had a 92% engagement rate, which meant that our audience was just very engaged with our content, things we were sharing. All of our followers were sort of really in that sweet spot. They were all either tech CEOs or startup founders, investors, venture capitalists. And we had over 500,000 impressions on Facebook.
Wow.
Like you said, if you could figure out what it would cost to get 500,000 impressions through traditional media, you could figure out the return on that.
Sure, and all of that just in terms of supporting the brokers and the leasing agents and the management team trying to fill up the building, that's pretty impressive. So that's
yeah,
a great example.
Yeah, and the building is, I think, just about leased up, and a couple of the leads actually came through social media.
Wow, that's really impressive, and we certainly started to see it on our side as well in terms of the management team in the buildings using social media tools for then managing the relationships once those guys are in the building. And you talked about that at the beginning as well. So,
yeah, I think your strategy has to kind of shift once the building's leased up. You know, you don't stop your social media efforts; it just shifts to a more customer service oriented effort. So. Communicate with the tenants.
Right. You mentioned a lot of numbers and statistics there, so you have to be using something to track all that. Can you talk a little bit about the tools that are out there to help you manage your programs and how you measure these different areas?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of Sprout Social, which we use for publishing and for measurement analytics. It's like a Hootsuite, except you know, we find that it's just a lot nicer to look at, a little bit easier to deal with. I also use a platform called Nuvi, which is really great. We use this more so in crisis management, but it is a platform that captures real-time mentions. So anytime somebody mentions your company on social media or a blog or across the web, it lets us know that there was a mention and tells us whether it was positive or negative, so we can measure the sentiment. We can respond to people in real time. response time is really important. So just being able to kind of see things as they're happening, Nuvi is great for that.
And through Sprout in particular, then you can measure all of those kind of key metrics you mentioned with regard to impressions and conversions and where traffic is coming from and all that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, Sprout Sprout pulls in the insights from Facebook and Twitter, so we can see, you know, those the insights that would be available to you on those social networks anyway, like impressions and, you know, kind of the vanity metrics, how many likes and shares and clicks, and it also pulls in things like engagement rate, and that kind of takes a look at how many followers do you have, how many actions are there on a given post. We can look at which content is performing the best. So over the course of a week, you know, which post had the most reach, engagement, then we can kind of learn from that and say, okay, well, this post did really well. Let's try to replicate that and share more content like that one. Yeah, also I would say there's a lot of free tools. Google Analytics, if you have that set up for your website, you can learn a lot about how much traffic you're getting to your website and referral sources, so how many people landed on your website as a result of Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or one of the social networks. So Google Analytics is great, as well as just, you know, going direct into your Facebook insights or your Twitter insights if you can't afford to pay for a tool just yet.
Okay. So let me shift gears as we're kind of heading towards the end of our time, but I did want to ask a little bit about kind of the individual in commercial real estate firms. The stuff we've been talking about is related primarily to the organizational's goals, but, you know, I'm an old guy, right? I'm trying to maintain a career and stay relevant in my space. So what would you say to the executives listening here? What do we need to do personally and professionally with regard to our own social media efforts? And how does that connect to the company's goal?
Yeah, I think it's really important to build out your own personal brand on social media. And this was a tip that one of my mentors, who was a very seasoned marketing executive, told me quite a few years back. You know, he said, Michelle, you need to go on your social media and establish yourself as the thought leader in what you do in social media. You know, and on your professional Twitter handle, you know, don't share so much about, you know, your personal life, but share things that relate to what you do in your industry. So I just started sharing all, you know, all the content I could find about social media and digital marketing. And then as a result, a lot of my followers were people who were also interested in social media and digital marketing. So people, it helps people to connect with you, find you, you know, you have shared interests. So I think building out your own channels, if you, you know, don't have a Twitter account, maybe set up a Twitter account and tweet about things related to commercial real estate. You know, share your blog if you have a blog. Share other people's content to compliment them, and maybe you can connect with somebody new. If you're on LinkedIn, making sure that you've fully built out your professional profile. A lot of times executives think, well, I don't need to build my LinkedIn page because I have a job, or, you know, I own the company. But, you know, LinkedIn is not just for job seekers. It's also a great tool for business development. There's LinkedIn Publisher, where you can share blog posts to, and potentially those can be seen by thousands of people that you're not connected with, just because it's published to the, you know, real estate feed. Or you can use LinkedIn to prospect for new business connections. They have a great advanced search tool where you can kind of go in and look for people by industry and job function, seniority level, reach out to them via LinkedIn mail. Having, you know, kind of built out and established your profile there is really important.
That's great. So at the same time, you're supporting your company and your organizational goals, you're further your kind of personal and professional development goals as well, which is terrific. So Let's kind of wrap this up a little bit. And one of the things we like to do is, in summary, at the end of our sessions, is give us five key things that every real estate executive should do now with regard to their company's social media plan, as well as their personal plan.
Okay. So number five, I'm going to count down.
Okay.
Would be, invest in your social media team. So make sure that you have the right team in place before you start. Four, have a social media policy in place so that your employees feel comfortable with how social media should be used to represent your organization. Number three, use social advertising. We didn't talk a whole lot about that, but social media is no longer free. Media is the operative word. Facebook and Twitter are in the business of keeping the newsfeed interesting, so it's really important to invest in some promoted posts and promoted tweets in order for your strategy to be effective. Four, set benchmarks for set benchmarks for measurement. Know what your goals are and what you're measuring against. And then most importantly, number one, have a strategy.
That's great. Well, Michelle, thank you for the great insights. And these terrific tips will be available for download on our podcast website. So make sure you come back and visit there, as well as for contact information for Michelle and Solomon McCown in the event you'd like to discuss how they can help your firm create and implement a social media strategy.
Thank you again for listening to this broadcast of CRE Tech Talks. We hope you found today's session valuable. Remember to visit our podcast page at www.buildingengines.com/CRE Tech Talks to download today's transcript and key takeaways, as well as listen to other sessions and share with colleagues. We'll see you next time on CRE Tech Talks.